producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Benjamin Franklin. It says that energy and persistence conquers all things. That is the truth. If you don't believe it, just try it. Activity will generate more success in your life than anything else. People that sit back and wait for things to happen, you kind of just sit back and say, well, you know, good things are just supposed to happen to me. A lot of times that really won't happen. But when you just get out and move forward and you decide to just do, not knowing maybe where the result is going to be, but you just get out and you decide to do and you just make things happen, and persist. Literally, that's where the greatest success lies, is in the activity that you do every single day. And don't give up and understand that you have a good attitude. Many times it will come your way. Soy formula, they're saying, now may harm babies with an underactive thyroid. Here you go. Babies are born or that are born with congenital hypothyroidism, which is low thyroid function, should not be given soy formula, a new research study says. Soy can interfere with the absorption of levothyroxine, which is the medication that replaces the missing thyroid hormone. If babies and toddlers don't get enough replacement thyroid medication, their brains can't develop properly, experts note. Two case studies that highlight the importance of this issue are detailed by doctors from the University of California, San Diego, in the September issue of the Journal of Pediatrics. Soy products, they say, interfere with levothyroxine absorption and endanger infants and young children with congenital hypothyroidism who are at risk for developmental and growth delay, wrote the authors in the case studies. When a child is hypothyroid at birth, it's really a medical emergency, says Dr. Brenda Cohn, who's director of pediatric endocrinology and director of the Neonatal Thyroid Center in New York. Now, she said the impact of soy formula is dramatic in the neonate, and it should be avoided. Cohn said the issue of soy decreasing the absorption of levothyroxine, brand name Synthroid, among others, is one of the well-known used by pediatric endocrinologists. So the first case study, she said, was an infant girl who was diagnosed with congenital hypothyroidism from a newborn screening test. Regular blood tests should catch any drop in thyroid levels before major damage is done. If the baby is being monitored closely, she says, a decrease would actually get picked up, so symptoms would not appear. Both Atula and Cohn said parents should be told when their baby is diagnosed with hypothyroidism that they need to avoid soy products, especially in infancy. So she also said babies should generally be on low iron formula because the iron can affect absorption of levothyroxine too. And if your child has been prescribed iron drops or multivitamins containing iron, they should be given, they should not be given the same time as levothyroxine, rather. So it's interesting. I mean, soy, the foods that we eat, I say this time and time again, the foods that we eat directly affect the body. I don't like soy because of what it does to hormones, but this is a great example of how it can slow down thyroid function. So just a quick note, if somebody's already dealing with low thyroid function, okay, and they're taking soy products as a baby, and it's affecting their thyroid, imagine what soy is doing to adults that have low thyroid function. Something to think about. Bodies do change, but still, it can be a little bit of a challenge. Something to think about for thyroid function overall. So if you're hypothyroid, you might want to revisit the whole soy issue and look at alternatives. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Don't forget, you can go online. If you miss anything that we talk about, you can go to the website, check everything out there. All nutritional information is there, as well as providers and partners and that sort of thing. You can find all the information you need right at the website. And let's go now to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Thank you, Dr. Asa.
Sure, darling.
My question is, how do these detox and cleanse? I bought a product by Jillian Michael. It was called Safe and Natural Detox and Cleanse. And then you're supposed to follow up after that with a product called Relicor to help with cortisol with belly fat. Do those products work, and are they safe?
Yeah, this product, for the most part, and the cleansing products are typically fine. You need a lot of different herbs to help work on, you know, just kind of just overall cleaning out the body. And when you think about that, don't think about liquid Drano that's going through your body and taking everything out. It's more like hitting a reset button. And all they do is, many of the different products like that, they just help rebuild good bacterial flora in the digestive tract. They help clear out things like yeast and issues. You know, sometimes candida can build up, and they have some components in them like oregano oil and things like that that can help clear those sorts of things out. You do want to make sure that when you go through these products that you're following a pretty clean diet. Like, don't just be eating your normal diet, a bunch of, you know, if you were eating kind of junk before, and just take the supplements and think that the supplements are going to do everything. So if you get on a really clean diet, like an anti-inflammatory type diet for a period of time, those supplements can be a good adjunct. They can be helpful. And the Relicor that works with the cortisol levels, I mean, those are fine products. They do well. And anytime you're working with managing cortisol levels, because most of us have higher than normal levels of cortisol, and anytime you do that, you know, it can be helpful. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hesitate in something like that. So just keep me posted on how it goes. If you want, you can always look into those and give me a call back on it. But, yeah, I've never seen somebody, you know, from my experience, have an issue with those sorts of things. So nothing too much to worry about. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Henry. Hi, Henry.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well.
Good. I really had two questions. The first question was, when you're taking we take a multivitamin, and we take cosamine, and we take a probiotic and vitamin D and all that. How do you know what combinations to take them in to get the best absorption? We've just taken them all with dinner and didn't know if that was the best way to do that.
Well, it depends. Like, if you're taking a multivitamin, it's always good to take that with meals. And multiple times during the day, like breakfast and dinner, are typically a good thing to do, because a lot of the vitamins are water soluble. And so multiple times throughout the day is better than just once. But if it's a fat soluble vitamin, like vitamin A, E, D, or K, or your cod liver oil or something like that, like a fish oil, it's a fat, it doesn't really matter. You can do it breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It doesn't matter. Because they're more sustained and they last a lot longer in the system. But probiotics are the one that you want to take on an empty stomach. I mean, you can take them with food. It's not like it's going to mess anything up. But you're going to get your better absorption when you take probiotics at least about 30 minutes away from a meal, whether it's after or before. I like to take probiotics myself. When I do it, is I take them at night before I go to bed, typically, and first thing in the morning when I wake up. I just like doing it because I just like my digestive tract to be kind of almost empty or semi-empty when I take those, and I tend to get really good absorption that way. So that's what I do personally. But, again, you can take them whenever. But for the most part, vitamins are best absorbed when you eat them with a meal, and especially things like vitamin D. You need to have fat in a meal to get the best absorption.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
They're saying now, gout is a form of arthritis. A lot of times it happens in the big toe, but they're saying gout is linked to low levels of lead. Check this out. New evidence links low level of lead in the blood. Did you know you needed lead in your blood? To an increased risk of gout suggests that currently acceptable levels of lead exposure are too high. In a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, researchers report that risk of gout is apparently elevated even among adults whose blood lead levels are several times less than what the CDC considers acceptable. We need to get that out of our systems regardless. So the point here is that there's no such thing as a safe lead level. Amen. Says researchers Ezwar Krishman, who's an MD and assistant professor at Stanford University School of Medicine. Gout is a painful form of arthritis that's often related to a buildup of uric acid in joints, a condition called hyperuricemia, and obesity, diabetes, and hypertension are known risk factors for gout. But Krishman told WebMD that such risk factors cannot explain every case, so he went looking for others. A review of the medical literature pointed him toward lead. Krishman says it's been known for some time that lead in the blood at concentrations greater than 80 micrograms per deciliter, or eight times acceptable lead levels, is associated with hyperuricemia and gout. So the interesting thing here, he says, I honestly was expecting a negative result from an impressive one. He says, but what we found was very surprising. Krishman said his colleagues used the data at two recent National Health and Nutrition Examination surveys, which are conducted annually by the CDC. They focused on men and women over the age of 40 who had no kidney disease in all. They examined the records of more than 6,000 adults from around the United States. And what they found was that the risk of hyperuricemia, which is a common forerunner of gout, also rose significantly. And Dr. Segal, MD, who wrote an editorial in this study, also found the results surprising. Says, we don't yet know the best way to use this information, but what we can't do is make any real recommendations at this time. He says that the most common way that people are exposed to lead through jobs such as mining, smelting, and battery manufacturing, hobbies that involve soldiering may also put people at risk, although they can be induced by wearing a mask and working in a well-ventilated space. So if you have gout and are worried about lead exposure, Segal advises discussing your occupational exposure history with your doctor. Krishman says a blood test for lead might be a good idea, too, because if a patient has gout with any of the other known risk factors, such as obesity or hypertension, might be the problem. He says we don't yet know the best way to get the lead out, but we don't have a very good evidence-based treatment for that. Krishman says he hopes the study will encourage further research. So pretty interesting when you think about it, because lead, mercury, arsenic, all of these heavy metals are such a big deal. I know that mercury is, a huge deal. Mercury fillings, silver amalgam fillings, which if you have those, you might want to consider getting with a good biological dentist and having those removed. They can replace them with a nice acrylic, and getting that mercury out of your system is just vital. It causes so many health challenges, from cognitive memory issues to neurological disorders. It has been linked to many, many issues within the body. So be careful with the mercury. But lead now has been showing itself a little bit, and a lot of well water has lead in it. And so you have to be quite careful. You can do urinalysis testing, or you can do the blood test to figure out if you have dangerous levels of lead in your system. So it might be something you want to pursue if you're concerned about it and if you have gout on a regular basis. Now, chelation is kind of a controversial type treatment, whether you do an IV version or an oral chelation of some level, but has shown some promise. The FDA is not real excited about it. They've cracked down on it quite a bit. And so it's quite controversial. But anyway, there are doctors out there doing it, and there are doctors that promote it and do quite well. And they've got good research, not from the U.S., but from other countries behind it. So you might want to look into that if you're concerned about heavy metals. Again, there are no evidence-based studies here in the U.S. behind that, and most standard of care does not promote that. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. And don't forget, if I say something or talk about something, you don't get it, don't write it down, you're driving, you can always go to the website. Just remember getwellradio.com. You can go there, you can find the information you need, nutritional items that you need, whatever you need is there. And also social media, you can jump in as well. We're going to go to Lori now on the phones. Hi, Lori.
Hello, how are you?
I am better than yesterday, darling.
I have a question regarding the natural progression of Parkinson's versus Parkinson's plus, or MSA. Could you tell me what the difference is?
Is it something that someone you know is dealing with, or...?
Yes, my father has it. And there's been some debate as far as if he has, you know, Parkinson's plus, which is MSA, or sometimes referred to as MSA.
Right.
And he's probably about in his fifth year of that. And he has done a few different medications, and, you know, it really doesn't, you know, appear to work very well.
So you're saying the medication is not helping that much?
Not really.
Did they diagnose him with Parkinson plus?
You know, they're kind of, they really haven't given us a definitive answer. You know, I guess they can't really do that in, you know, at the time of autopsy.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Parkinson's plus, all it means is that there's multiple systems being affected, you know, more than just one or two. And, you know, you can have, you know, your tremors and your rigidity and your bradykinesia and your postural instabilities, those sorts of things. But the deal with Parkinson plus is, you know, it's just multiple systems. For Parkinson's, typically can go in with just one system and begin to slowly degenerate. But the Parkinson's plus, again, is just multiple, and that's what it means. So if they haven't given you a full diagnosis yet, then, you know, I would kind of hang tight. If they say plus, then what they mean.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
We're open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Sunflower seeds are food for the day. Now, I'm a big fan of nuts and seeds. They're really good for you. Incredible health benefits to you. I eat sunflower seeds actually all the time. And I love sunflower butter too. All the nut butters are fantastic. They're really good for you. But let's talk about some of the benefits of sunflower seeds and what they can do. So if you're looking for a health-promoting snack, a handful of sunflower seeds will take care of your hunger. They've got strong amounts of vitamin E, magnesium, and selenium. So the anti-inflammatory and cardiovascular benefits from sunflower seeds, really one of the big ones, vitamin E. So it's an excellent source of E, which is the primary fat-soluble vitamin antioxidant, travels through the body, neutralizing free radicals, and which would otherwise damage fat-containing structures and molecules such as cell membranes, brain cells, and cholesterol. By protecting these cellular and molecular components, the vitamin E has significant anti-inflammatory effects and a result in the reduction of symptoms in asthma, osteoarthritis, and rheumatoid arthritis. So conditions which free radicals and inflammation do play a big role. Vitamin E has also been shown to reduce the risk of colon cancer. It may help decrease the severity and frequency of hot flashes in women, and also is really big in diabetes complications. So a lot of great benefits in these sorts of things. But vitamin E is one of my favorites, and it's really underestimated. It gets a bad rap. Sometimes, you know, the studies will say, oh, it's great for you, and then sometimes you'll read out there and it says, oh, it's bad for you. You know, don't take vitamin E. You do have to be careful of vitamin E. If you're doing something like Coumadin or Warfarin, you've had blood clots, do talk to your doctor about that, though, because vitamin E, you don't want to take it with those medications. Can cause some issues with there as well. It's definitely really good. Plenty of vitamin E can reduce the risk of developing atherosclerosis. It's proven in all the medical texts that it can help block what's called the Clathrin pit, which is a little pit that forms, a divot that forms into the vascular walls, and that's where a lot of the cholesterol can begin to clog and cause a lot of issues. So again, big issue there. Now, sunflower seeds are also, they've got phytosterols, which can help lower cholesterol. These phytosterols are compounds found in plants that have a chemical structure very similar to cholesterol, and when present in the diet in sufficient amounts, are believed to reduce blood levels of cholesterol, enhance the immune system, and decrease the risk of certain cancers. Pretty powerful stuff. So the phytosterols' beneficial effects are so dramatic that they've been extracted from soybean, corn, and pine tree oil and added to processed foods such as butter replacement spreads, which are the touted as cholesterol-lowering foods. But why settle for the imitation butter, which I don't think you should really eat that at all. It's just my personal opinion. When you can go for this, just eat some sunflower butter. I mean, skip all the man-made stuff. Sunflower butter and sunflower seed butter, like nut butter, is really good. Or just sunflower seeds themselves are fantastic. If you're going to cook with something, go with the real butter. That's the only way to go. Gerald in Long Island, New York says, it seems after every meal, I get heartburn about 30 minutes later. Is that a sign of a bigger problem, or how should I be treating it? Well, the way you should be treating it is working with the doctor, make sure they know what's going on. If you get heartburn a lot over years and years and years, the one thing that's a big fear that doctors get concerned about is Barrett's esophagus. And that's where you get refluxing over and over and over again. And with the refluxing, it's kind of an issue because it can change the cellular structure in the esophagus. If you start changing those cells and they turn into a certain type of cell without going into histology too much, it can be called Barrett's esophagus, which potentially the cells can turn into cancer. And that's what you have to be careful with. So heartburn a lot of times is due to one of two things. Either you're not producing enough of the hydrochloric acid or the stomach acid, or you're producing too much. Now, most of the drugs out there that are given usually help block the stomach acid, okay? But the problem is that many people don't produce enough, and that can be just as bad in a situation because you're not breaking down your proteins and your fats very well. So betaine hydrochloride is a supplement you can get at a health food store. You can talk to them about it, or you can use good old apple cider vinegar. Now, here's a little at-home test that's been used for a long time, and you ought to let your doctor know this too, because they can help. I mean, you don't want them giving you a proton pump inhibitor if you don't need it, but that's, you know, kind of, they just give it. It's just kind of standard of care. But one thing you can tell them is if you take apple cider vinegar, for example, which stimulates hydrochloric acid, makes more acid, in the stomach with a meal and you feel better and you don't have the refluxing, then it means that you didn't have enough of the hydrochloric acid in the stomach, and that's why it helped. But if you take it and it burns even worse, it means you're producing too much, and then the medication can help. So it might be a good bit of information to give your doctor. But regardless, apple cider vinegar, of course, is pretty harmless, and it's actually really, really good for you. But if you're producing too much acid, obviously it can be a bit of a challenge. 888-283-7272. Check out and give us a call here on the show or go online, getwellradio.com. We're going to Tony now. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I'm calling to ask you a question.
All right.
about panic attacks and anxiety.
Okay.
What are they? Is it chemical imbalance in your body or what?
It is. When you have a panic attack or you have anxiety, there is a brain chemical called GABA. And it's gamma-aminobutyric acid, but they call it GABA for short. It's the only neurotransmitter that we have that is inhibitory. Okay, so for example, it's the one that chills everything out, settles everything down. And that's the one you want to be concerned with. Is the most of them, like serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, they're more excitatory, meaning they kind of get you riled up and they make things excited. But if the GABA is the one that keeps you kind of chilled out, so if GABA gets low, that's when the anxiety kicks in. And so there are certain foods and that sort of thing that can cause GABA to be low. But also, there's some issues potentially just with anxiety itself. And that's why the medications like the benzodiazepines like Xanax are prescribed when people deal with panic attacks and anxiety. But all that's doing is temporarily raising GABA levels. Well, if you're eating the wrong kind of foods over and over again, making your GABA levels low, you're going to constantly deal with it. So that's where you got to be a little bit careful. Does that make sense?
Get that. Panic attacks and anxiety. How do you act? What are your actions?
Well, the actions, pretty much, I mean, are you... But people that deal with that. So, I mean, there are things that you can do to help. I mean, GABA is, you know, there's a lot of natural things. But if they gave him medication, he's going to want to follow what they told him. And then maybe you could do some research and take it to the doctor and let them know kind of thoughts on GABA itself. A lot of docs really aren't up to speed on it. But you may find a nutritionist or a dietitian that might be able to help you. Because a lot of the foods like, I mean, things that you would think would be healthy, a lot of the nuts like almonds and walnuts, can affect GABA levels in a negative way. Salmon, spinach, beans, which are great healthy foods, right? But they can affect your GABA levels. And a big one is wheat. So a lot of the grains, like breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, they all can affect it as well, too. So just a couple things to think about in that. GABA is a big issue. Really is. Anxiety, definitely. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You may call right now or go online at getwellradio.com. We're going to go to Alan now. Hi, Alan.
Yes, Dr. Asa. I'm a 52-year-old male. I'm grateful you've taken my call. I've heard your radio sometimes.
Alan, you
with us? Your broadcast there, and was very blessed with the wisdom that the Lord has given you, and I had a question. About a year and a half ago, my doctor has prescribed me with my A1C, my sugar levels being, you know, above normal, and I had had some bouts where I had, you know, had a couple light fainting spells. He put me on a diet, but that's not my great concern. The diet has helped me with my sugar levels being coming back to normal, but my concern is I have had a history since I was a young little fella with problems with my colon. And I have had a colonoscopy, but everything supposedly checked out good except for irritation that they saw. I was wondering what you might have information concerning there.
No, the colonoscopy was okay, and they just found irritated tissue or inflamed tissue. It's nothing really to be concerned about. I mean, if the GI doctor told you that you're clear, then I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, that's just... If they find tissue that is slightly inflamed, it could mean that just your diet's not the best. You don't have anything major going on, but you might want to think about cutting down, you know, think about it. If it's inflamed tissue, then you want to maybe begin eating foods that don't create as much inflammation in the body. Now, probiotics are good to help with that, but, you know, as far as a supplement goes, but your foods, I mean, you want to cut out processed foods. That's a big one. cut out dairy, most dairy products, for a period of time, not forever, just for a short period of time, let the digestive tract kind of heal. You can look at different supplements also, but the grains are a big one. Fruits and vegetables are your better carbohydrate sources, and getting plenty of healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s and 9s, but mostly omega-3s can be helpful, very healing to the gut. Aloe vera juice, chlorella, both are really good too at healing the digestive tract, along with glutamine, which is an amino acid. All of those can be quite helpful. So you might want to look into some of that as you're going through this. But I wouldn't let it worry you, but it does let you know that if things are getting irritated, it might be time to make some good lifestyle changes and come up with a better game plan moving forward. It's only going to help you in the long run. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go online at getwellradio.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is America's Lifestyle Coach, taking the right nutritional supplements for your needs like One World Whey every day in a combined manner can make a huge difference in one's health. And unlike any other whey protein in the world, One World Whey is exclusively formulated with Tesla-like energetic frequencies during the formulation process, which impart properties that we believe exponentially enhance. Many customers say it brings alive the protein and nutrition, and they feel better, look better, have more energy, and are remarkably stronger in their health and in their life.
For nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. After only 3 weeks on One World Whey, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, there's a big topic going on in the nutrition world with DNA and nutrition. Now, blood testing has been, of course, the gold standard in medicine for years. But now what we're finding is amazing results in customized nutrition based around your own DNA. There's DNA testing that's available, and you actually take a swab, put it inside of your mouth, and they can test and find your exact blueprint for exactly what's going on nutritionally in your body. So all your nutritional deficiencies are there, and you can see it. So it's not something that really changes so much, but it's what your blueprint in your body exactly needs. Pretty amazing stuff. So you can actually figure out exactly the nutrients that your body needs based on your own genetics and your DNA. You can go to getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me. GeneMe is the company. And it's a phenomenal breakthrough research that they've come out with. It was based around the Human Genome Project years ago, and research based out of that. Now they can actually literally go in and find out exact nutrition based on your DNA. Check it out, getgeneme.me. Chris in Long Island says that he just got back from the doctor with a poor report dealing with enlarged prostate and wants to know what to do. Well, here's the deal. When you're dealing with a prostate, a couple of things. One, your doctor needs to know. Obviously, he's probably laid some groundwork. Usually, they go with antibiotics first, see if it's an infection, see if you're dealing with prostatitis or not. And then they'll look at, of course, other things. But the main thing is, if you want to look at it from a natural perspective with prostate, if it's just an enlarged prostate, BPH, and we know that there's no cancer for sure, doctors have already checked all that, then you can look at certain protocols like things like avocados, which have beta-sitosterol, which is phenomenal for supporting overall prostate function and reducing the size and swelling. It helps block DHT. Nettle root is good as well. And also zinc is a big mineral that's needed quite a bit, actually, when you're dealing with this. So those are a couple things. Salt palmetto has been around forever, so we know that that's a very good supplement that can help prostate function. So just a couple things to put in your arsenal. But again, stick with what your doctor's telling you. Don't just go out and rogue and do your own thing. All right, study adds to support mammograms starting at age 40. So in the latest findings to fuel the debate on when to start getting mammograms, new research adds support to those suggesting that annual breast x-rays should begin at age 40. Now, screening younger women has been very controversial, with 2009 guidelines from U.S. federal task forces recommending that the routine mammography screening be for an average risk women in their 40s. But the new study shown that mammograms were just as likely to find invasive breast cancers in women with no family history of breast cancer as in women with a family history of the disease. Now, family history matters. We know that the genetics are linked, but we know more than anything that it's lifestyle factors. And again, going back to figuring out what your DNA is and figuring out what nutritional deficiencies that your body has gives you a strong ability to fight in any health challenge. So it's pretty amazing just some of the research that's out there. But with mammograms, there's a big controversy. Should you do them? Should you not? And so they're saying now that the studies are so strong at helping find and really help with the disease as far as on the preventative side, pretty amazing. So the women in the study were aged 40 to 49 in this, and the women without a family history are average risk women, suggesting that annual mammograms are indeed beneficial for this age group. She says, a criticism of screening younger women is that you will find small cancers that will never be a problem. That is true, and we found a considerable number that can't wait. So WebMD said in the study that invasive breast cancers can spread and kill, so it is important to do the screenings. The findings were presented here at the annual meetings of the Radiological Society of North America, and they also found in the study that the risk factors between both groups are very similar. So it is important to do them. A lot of, you know, it depends on what side of the camp you're on. The natural alternative folks versus traditional, there's a big, big tug of war on mammograms. I personally did a lot of training around breast cancer and in my medical training, and I can tell you that just some of the things I saw really began to change my mind quite a bit. I just saw so many women that would not have been caught had they not had it. So are they overdone? I mean, I'll go back to my stance. Yeah, I think they're overdone in many ways. But are they beneficial? Do we need them? Yes, I definitely think that. So it's putting those two together, finding a happy medium. I think there needs to be just a little bit better process on the screening of doing them and the frequency of it. But it's definitely something that is quite helpful. That's for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online to getwellradio.com. That's the key. You can find everything you need right there on the deal. Now let's go to Luther. Hi, Luther.
Where are you tonight?
I'm better than yesterday, sir. What's cooking?
I've been having trouble with my hip. I pulled a muscle in it real bad here about 3 weeks ago, and then lifting something, and I pulled it again yesterday. It sore. I took some inflammatory medicine for it before.
Okay.
And I've got also got a abscessed tooth, getting an infection in it.
Well, so you got an infection in your hip? Is that what you said?
No. That's what they said.
Well, have they put you on any medicine?
They won't put me on amoxicillin.
Well, I mean, the amoxicillin, if they put you on that, it's going to take care of the infection. But, you know, for the hip issue long term, I would get somebody, if you've got a lot of pain and that sort of thing, I would get somebody to work on it. Either a physical therapist that can work on it, a chiropractic physician would do a great job with it. Osteopathic physician that's trained in manipulation can work with it in rehab. Would be some good routes to go. A lot of those folks will take insurance too, so you might want to go to your primary care and ask them if you can get a referral, or many times they can just take you right in without a referral. It can be quite helpful. So that would be the way to go. I mean, don't just sit back and do nothing. You know, it's good to have another specialist on board that can really work with the joint issues, even other than orthopedic, non-surgical. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.